is the Entertainment Block, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Tall the Giant. I am a recently new DJ to the Tufts University radio station. I am so excited to be here today. Very excited. I'm actually still a college student. I don't actually go to Tufts University, believe it or not, but I do go to Salem State. I do go to Salem State University. I am graduating this semester, thank God. But, I wanted to do some radio, and they have a great radio station there if you want to check it out. But this radio station, WMFO, heard nothing but great praise, and I'm really glad to start my new venture for this station. This is going to be awesome, guys. So, again, my name is Tall the Giant. I am the DJ of this show. Unfortunately, since I am not a Tufts student, I can't get any Wi-Fi access, so I can't really play music from my playlist. But it's all right. I didn't make a playlist because I've been so busy lately. But you know what? This is more of like a talk show, you know? And, you know, I'll find some music if there is any maybe I can find on the computer here. But yeah, this is a talk show. This is called The Entertainment Block because I'm a big entertainment guy. Movies, TV shows, anything that revolves around, you know, media and entertainment, I really like that stuff. And so do a lot of people. You know, it's just we can't keep our eyes off of it. So let's just head into what I would like to talk about today. First off, Friday's coming up, and you know what that means. Captain Marvel is about to be released. And I'm kind of excited. I am kind of excited to see Captain Marvel. It looks like a very good movie. The trailers didn't really grab my attention that well compared to other Marvel movie trailers. Like the new Spider-Man movie, that's going to look amazing. It looks amazing. But this Captain Marvel movie didn't really entice me as much. But, you know, I read some reviews. IGN, unfortunately, you don't really need to trust their reviews, but I read theirs, and they actually did praise the movie, gave it around an 8, something around the 8 field, which is good. That's not bad for, you know, a movie, basically. 8 is a good playing field. It's not, you know, like Infinity War great, because that movie is, beyond a doubt, one of the best Marvel movies, that and Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Fight me on that, because you will lose. But those movies are great, and I think Captain Marvel will be great as well. There are a lot of superhero movies coming out. We also got Shazam that's coming out soon. Forget the actor's name, but he was in Chuck, if I remember. And he's also in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He actually is in the second season. He plays the boyfriend of Mrs. Maisel. And, you know, he's a good actor. And he's kind of like an awkward guy. He looks like Jimmy Fallon's brother, even though they're not related. But it looks like a good movie. I'm a big Shazam guy. I really like the superhero. You know, I like that he has the strength of Superman, but he acts like a kid. It's a nice twist. Oh, you guys hear that? That's the train. Wow. But I know I'm excited for that movie. It's gonna look pretty good. Unfortunately, we had a sad passing away this week. You guys probably heard Luke Perry passed away due to a stroke. Unfortunate. I have to be honest, I never grew up watching 90210, Beverly Hills. I'm not really that big of a Riverdale fan, so I don't really know about Luke Perry's work, but I know about Luke Perry. Everybody knew about Luke Perry, you know? I mean, growing up, there were spoofs about 90210, and they always used Luke Perry as a spoof, and, you know, I recognized the name, Luke Perry. So it was kind of unfortunate to see that, you know, Luke Perry, very, very young, 52 years old, 52, and he didn't look sick. You know, he looked pretty well. He wasn't fat. He wasn't, you know, very shrunken up. He looked okay. Just immediately stroke. Terrible, terrible thing that happened to him. And it's a shame because, you know, you always think that, you know, these celebrities will survive for a long time, you know. But, you know, eventually they start to wither away, you know, and it's sad to realize, wow, the people I've watched growing up just died or they're gone, and it's shocking. For me, like, if Tom Hanks just suddenly passed away, I would probably cry. I'd be, and I will cry when he passes away because he's my idol. He's my big idol actor, amazing actor. I grew up watching Forrest Gump and Big, and those movies, like, or childhood movies to me. So, you know, Tom Hanks is like my childhood actor. Like, that's who I really like, my favorite actor. And you know, if whenever he passes away, damn, that'll be a sad day. Same with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know, you know, he's been through the mud, you know, these past couple of years with the cheating and stuff, but you know, you can't deny he made some good movies. You know, we shouldn't take away that his movies are great. Cheesy all the same, but great. Predator, Terminator, Terminator 2, Conan the Barbarian. I mean, great movies all around. Even Pumping Iron, the documentary, was pretty good. He's really funny in that one. But Twins, oh God, another great one. Commando. Jesus Christ, I'm naming a lot of Schwarzenegger movies. They're just great movies. So, you know, actors don't live forever. We got to remember that. You know, nobody can live forever. So, damn, this went to a dark turn. Very dark turn. I think I'm going to just play something quickly from the automation, and then we'll get back to our conversation. All right. Enjoy.
You been down the Hudson River? Have you been down the Charles? Have you floated the Mississippi? Or down the Deerfield in the tire of a car? I am the Arctic Ocean. You are my compass to lead. Feed me like a plentiful river, darling. Can provide for me. Honey, I'm a bumblebee. You are my lasso wielder, but your arms are right me now. I'll be in a buzzing frenzy. I am a tiny planet. You are my golden sun. When I circle around you now, that is a revolution. Darling, you sweep me away. Darling, just like the revolution. That is a revolution.
Sarah Borgs and the Broken Singles. Never heard of them, but they sound pretty good. They sound really good. Wow, guys. So, you know, I've been, while the music has been going, I've been trying to figure out the Wi-Fi situation. And I think I got it. It's under, let's see, what is it under? Tuff's Guest. Isn't that simple? Why did I not do Tuff's Guest in the beginning? I thought Tuff's Wireless would work. But I don't have a Tuff's ID code, you know, like a, you know, like a student password or a student code, so I couldn't log into that. But hey, got Tuff's Guest. That's great. I'm excited. Jesus Christ. So it's Wednesday. What time is it? 2:22. Jesus Christ. I bet the traffic is really bad. Traffic getting here. Oh, I have to drive from Salem because I have a class actually, and I have to leave like a little bit early from that class just to come here. So driving from Salem all the way here is, you know, it's not that bad. But I'm surprised that it's not that bad, because usually around, you know, 1:30 to 5, just that prime time, 1:30 to 6 sometimes, traffic is just, it's terrible. Traffic is just atrocious. You can't trust it. Cannot trust it anymore. I'm interested because since I'm new to the station, I'm warming up to a lot of stuff. I'm warming up to the mics. I'm warming up to the board. I'm warming up, basically. You know, my body heat is it's warming up to everything. If you guys want to call in, I actually wouldn't mind having a caller. We can talk about, like, any entertainment shiznizzle. We can talk about any entertainment shiznizzle that you like, you know. Is that somebody? I don't know. So, yeah, we can talk about anything. The number is 855-915-9636. I got to remember that. I'm going to say that one more time for myself as well. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Jesus Christ, the train. You know, that's another thing. I mean, Tufts University, you have a train that comes through here, but you don't have a T-stop, which I think would be beneficial to the university. I think you guys should get a T-stop. You have Davis, but then you have to walk a little bit up from Davis, which is, you know, not a pleasant walk. It's kind of annoying. Trust me, I've done that walk. Not really fun. But if the commuter rail goes through here, then you should definitely consider, probably. Might cost a lot of money also. That's a big problem. Anyway, entertainment stuff. So I'm not a big gamer per se, but I do play a few video games here and there. You know, I've been playing with my buddies Apex Legends, if anybody knows that game. It's a lot better than Fortnite. Trust me, I hate Fortnite. Anybody who plays Fortnite, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what you're going through. Maybe you're going through something rough. Just Fortnite's not that good of a game. It's like Minecraft meets shooting, and I hate it. I hate Minecraft. I hate building stuff. It's annoying. Takes up a lot of time, and I'm not good at it. If I'm not good at it, then the game sucks. End of discussion. But I like Apex Legends. It's funny to say that it was made by EA, Electronic Arts, who's not really doing too well right now because they just released this new game called Anthem, which was their big, like, promotional campaign because they thought this game would, like, really save EA. But it turns out that Anthem is probably one of the worst games EA has released because it's so buggy. The controls are just bad. And honestly, the story is just so, it's so common. You know, oh, bad guys, we need to fight them. You know, it's not really like a nice, crisp, innovative story. It's just simple. And again, I'll mention the graphics because the graphics are probably one of the worst things about this game. It's super glitchy, super buggy. You can't really enjoy playing it. I'm not going to play it at all. I'm not a big gamer. I don't really buy video games every week, you know, when they're on sale. I look at the sales, though, but I'm not, again, not a big, big gamer. But my friend has recommended that I play Resident Evil 2. Now, I am a big fan of, like, horror survival games. You probably can't hear it in my voice, but I really love horror stuff. Big fan of The Conjuring, big fan of the Saw series, big fan of the 80s horror movie slashers, you know, like Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger, Chucky. Like, I'm a big fan of horror because it's a very fun franchise, you know. You can basically, like, break a lot of rules in horror and you can get away with it. And I also like horror video games, so, you know, we have, my favorite one is Dead Space. I love the Dead Space series. It's very, very well-made horror game. But then you also have Outlast, which is pretty good. And I don't like when people consider The Last of Us as a horror game because I think that's more like just a survival action game. It's not really horror. It's really, I don't know. Zombies today aren't really scary. I think they're just more just action-oriented. You know what I mean? They used to be scary, you know, like Night of the Living Dead by George Romero, but was it George Romero? Yeah, but, you know, not anymore. Zombies aren't really scary to me. That's why, like, I also stopped watching The Walking Dead, because, like, The Walking Dead's not even that scary. Like, it's not even scary. It's actually pretty stupid. Like, they're on, like, their 9th season, maybe going on their 10th. Rick is gone. You know, the main character's gone. Why would you watch the show if the main character's gone? And I don't blame him. 9 seasons of bloody killing, you know, zombies, like, that's boring. That's enough. Let him do something else. I think you can move on to greater stuff. He probably made a lot of good money, though, from that show. So, you know, the money, you know, he won't be making that ever again unless he hits it big in the big screen. But I don't know. Walking Dead, man, not really my cup of tea. not really my cup of tea. I think, I'll tell you, you know, Mad Men, Breaking Bad on AMC, they were great shows. Walking Dead in the beginning was good. Season, you know, 1 through 4, season 2 was bumpy, season 3 was good. But, you know, really seasons 1 and 4 were really good. Especially the 4th one. That's my favorite season, actually. It's a great season. And then just from season 5, when they got to the cannibals and further down, like further up through the series, it just went downhill. I mean, Negan is pretty cool. The actor who plays Negan is pretty cool, but like, that's really it. I mean, nobody else. I really don't care about anybody else in the show. Just got boring after a while, you know? And there's some characters. They introduce all these new characters that you're supposed to like and follow, but I honestly don't care. Like, I only care about Rick and Maggie. I do not care about anybody else. I mean, and maybe Eugene, but like, those are the only characters I really cared about, and that's it. But now they're gone. I think Eugene is still there, the guy who plays Eugene. But yeah, now they're gone. Upsetting. Upsetting, but you know, that's the way, you know, you have to throw what life gives you. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a thing called typecasting. You know, you don't want to do a show for too long, and then when that show ends, you move on to other stuff, and they don't hire you because all they see is that character. That's what happened to Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, who played George Costanza. Like, whenever you see him in anything, you automatically think, George Costanza, just George Costanza. That's all. Every time I see him, I don't know, he's playing a different character in a different show or movie. I just say, hey, look, it's George Costanza. It's Jason Alexander playing a different character. But he personified George Costanza so well. That's all we see him as. And that really can hurt an actor in the entertainment industry. If, like, Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man. Like, I can only see him as Spider-Man. You know, I don't see him when he was in the Great Gatsby movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. I just saw Leo with Spider-Man. It's a shame, you know. It's a real shame. But you know that sometimes maybe you can do such a great job with a character that it just becomes you from now on, and people can't see it. That's what I read. You know what I read? I read about I don't watch this show, but I should really, but Doctor Who, you know, they had like, what, over 13, maybe around 13, maybe 14 doctors. Again, I don't keep up with the show, but a lot of the actors who played the Doctor were afraid of being typecasted. They were worried that playing Doctor Who would hurt them getting other roles in their career because everybody would just see them as the Doctor. See, I mean, that kind of happened to David Tennant, to be honest, who played the 10th Doctor. He was considered the best Doctor in the franchise, and then after, you know, he was gone, he couldn't really get any more substantial acting roles. I mean, he was in Jessica Jones Season 1. He played the Purple Man. I think it was the Purple Man. And Kilgrave. I think it was Kilgrave, yeah. And, you know, you still saw that Doctor Who in him. And it's a shame because David Tennant is actually a very underrated actor. He's amazing. I think he made a movie about some Shakespeare play. I forget. Maybe I think it was Macbeth or Hamlet. One of those two. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. He's a great actor. A phenomenal actor. He needs to be on that Oscar podium. You know, he needs to be up on that Oscar stage at some point. It's crazy. Oh, speaking of Oscars, super happy that Rami Malek won. He played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. I've seen that movie about 3 times, and I can't stop it because it's such a great movie. Yes, there are some things that, you know, they got their facts wrong. You know, maybe they tried to enhance the story by lying a little bit. Like, for example, here's one. The band never actually broke up. That was just the movie. The movie had the band break up because, you know, Paul was influencing the guy who had a big crush on Freddie Mercury, had a grasp on Freddie's life and was influencing him just to leave the band and start his own thing so he could be closer to Freddie and just use him. But that never happened in real life. Maybe a little bit, but the band never broke up. Like, they were able to settle their differences. So that's one thing that kind of like, aw, well, I wish, you know, guess it's only in the movies, you know. And then another thing was that Freddie Mercury actually never found out he had AIDS until after Live Aid. He never found out that he had AIDS until after Live Aid. But the movie makes it seem like he did find out before Live Aid, because that's the big finale. You know, that's like the best concert they had. That was probably, I think, like one of their last big concerts. And he found out he had AIDS before the concert. So, and then he let the band know, and they had this like scene where they all embraced each other, you know, like forgiveness for throughout the the entire film of, like, you know, arguing and stuff. They finally came together and just forgave each other. It was heartwarming, but like, that wasn't true. That never happened. So yeah, some minor fact checks right there. And then you heard about Bryan Singer, that guy, another Me Too thing. Terrible. I mean, what he did. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the entertainment industry, guys. Like, what is going on with celebrities? Just all of a sudden it comes out and, you know, they did something to an underage person or to some helpless woman, and we can't live in a society like that. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, entertainment industry is really hard to move up, I think, for women, because like, how are women personified in media? It's just, you know, a sexy, beautiful, elegant, and with, I mean, I have nothing wrong with it. I mean, I like beautiful women. I mean, who doesn't like beautiful women? But like, that's like the main cast of women that are in the entertainment industry. But how do you think, you know, they get up there? Because, you know, you got male producers and directors, and, you know, they want to get some action. You know what I mean? And, you know, and if the girl, if the actress says no, then she won't get the part. And then, you know, she will have to continue being a waiter at Applebee's or something, you know? It's terrible. So they just forced themselves to do it, and just to move up in the world. And it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. I want to go into the entertainment industry as like a producer, you know, but I would never want to do that. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And you know what? The best way to a woman's heart is just to be nice to her. It's not to, you know, use her or anything. A nice way to anybody's heart, not just women, because men have also been affected by this, like Terry Crews, and shame on people that like emasculate him, that, you know, oh, well, wow, what a wuss for, you know, being sexually abused, blah, blah, blah. That's not right. Don't say that. That's terrible. A man can get abused just as much as a woman, and we need to stop that. I'm a big believer in consent, which everybody should be, but, you know, we really need to start teaching it to our schools. Remember when the Gillette Super Bowl commercial came out? Remember when that came out, and then it was trying to better the man, and a lot of men had problems with the commercial because it was like, you know, making men look bad, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I grew up around, you know, men acting like that with a beer in one hand and a spatula flipping the burgers in another. I mean, you know, boys will be boys, let them fight, blah, blah, blah. You know, you grow up with it, and you're like, you know, they're not that, you're not that far off, Gillette. You know, you're pretty right. I mean, and people say, oh, we're becoming, you know, weak now. Oh, you know, we're becoming too sensitive, blah, blah, blah. It's true. I actually agree that our country is becoming a little too sensitive lately. Like, you know, you say one thing on Twitter and then you're just blasted like Kevin Hart, you know, for that homophobic, it wasn't even like a joke, honestly. I mean, there was nothing funny about that tweet, but like, you didn't have to blast him and like, you know, bring him down for it. I mean, we all know that Kevin Hart doesn't strike you as a guy who's homophobic. Like, he's a comedian, and comedians, you know, they say a lot of stuff. I'm a comedian. I do stand up a few times, and what I've learned in my comedy class is that, you know, no matter what, like, if you're offensive, people will just have to deal with it. That's comedy, is saying stuff that people don't normally say. That's taboo, you know? You'll bring up sexism, you'll bring up racism, you know? You'll bring up stuff that people don't generally like to talk about. Because you try to turn it into a funny situation that people will laugh at, and maybe they'll learn more about it, you know? That's the great thing about comedy. It's not just, you know, something to listen to and, you know, just laugh at. It's actually something that you can learn from. They're teaching you just in a funny manner. You know, the best teachers I've had were the ones that, you know, were cracking up jokes usually some of the time. Because, like, as kids, I mean, cracking up jokes is basically all we like to do, you know? We just like to laugh and have fun, you know, and watch stupid stuff. And if you have a teacher that, you know, that's not too serious, you know, we'll read 10 chapters for homework, you know, you don't want to teach like that. You want somebody who's very understanding, somebody who's on your level, who doesn't, you know, look down at you, and someone who can just, you know, the way they talk, it's very, like, you listen to it. And you're enthralled, you know, you're paying attention. Just like comedians, when they talk, you're listening to them talk because they talk in a certain dialect that's very intriguing, very captivating. Those are the best types of teachers. I'm going all over. I'm very spontaneous, so I'm sorry. It's the entertainment block, but, you know, basically we're just going all over. See, that name is kind of a work in progress because personally for me, I just like to talk about stuff. Don't really like, I mean, entertainment's like one thing I really like to talk about, but just going all over and it's crazy. You know what? I'm going to look for a PSA because I think it's about time we... Oh, wow. This binder is backwards. That is challenging. All right. Ooh, this is a good one. Here we go. Mental health. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Again, that's whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the AID Council. You know, that's actually interesting. Human health, I don't think anybody is mentally sane. You know, I think everybody once in a while or for a long time have a mental breakdown. You know, stress, anxiety, depression. Nobody is perfect. The only things that are perfect are inanimate objects. Rocks, metal, grass. They don't feel, all right? But we feel, you know, we have these feelings coursing through our bodies, and sometimes, you know, that it's sad, you know, so there's sad feelings, and then we'll have like this mental shutdown of like, I don't want to talk to anybody, I feel worthless, I'm not gonna do well. And it's upsetting because, you know, it's not a nice thing to think about. I as well as everybody in this world have thought about, like, damn, what am I doing with my life? I don't feel like I'm loved by anybody, you know? I don't like when people say they never felt like that, because I just think they're a bunch of liars. I just think that's a regular human emotion. Who wants to be lonely? Nobody wants to be lonely. If you want to be lonely, that's fine. You know, that's you. You're alone. So you're already a step ahead of everybody else. But for the people that don't want to be lonely, it's difficult, you know, especially today when it comes to dating today. I think it's very challenging, especially with this Me Too movement, because what's the regular thing guys do to pick up girls? Go to the bar, hit on them, take them back to their place. But now, you know, they can take them back to their place. She takes a picture, you know, she has some evidence, blah, blah, blah. And then she can come back. Boom. You know, you can get in jail for, I don't know, false rape or, you know, something. That happened to Aziz Ansari, a comedian who he actually asked a girl at a bar, you know, to come back to his place, and she performed oral sex on him and then came back like I think she reported about it maybe a month later. And, you know, then, you know, Aziz Ansari was all over the news, oh, hashtag me too, blah, blah, blah. But then they realized that this girl performed the act without saying no, but she just didn't like it. And then she, you know, felt violated by not liking, by performing oral sex, which is ridiculous. Like, if you say yes, that you'll do something, but you don't really want to do it, then don't do it. You shouldn't force yourself to do something if you are not comfortable. All right. And I know, I don't think Aziz Ansari is the type of guy. I mean, look at him. He's small. He's not that big. He can't hurt you. So, like, you could say no to that guy, and I don't think he would care. I mean, he's a celebrity. He can get any girl he probably wants. But, like, this is the problem. If you provide consent, you gotta mean it. And there's also another thing. If you provide consent, but you take it away, that's kind of like a... I can't swear at all, but that's a mean move. How about that? That's a mean move. I mean, if you're hurting, yes. If you're hurting, yes, yes, yes. But, like, you gave consent, and you can't just take it away in the middle of it. I just don't feel like that's right. You know, maybe especially during sexual activities, like, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. It depends what happens. But, like, if you're just doing anything that's just regular, nothing too risky, nothing too pushy, I mean, I don't know. You don't really say no, you know, not anymore, not blah, blah, blah. It's a tough rope. You know, I could be, you know, you guys can disagree with me. I can disagree with myself later on. This isn't set in stone. This is another thing. If somebody says something, don't think like that's exactly how they'll think for the rest of their life. Opinions change. You know, I used to think that chocolate ice cream was the best thing ever, but now I think it's cookies and cream. You know, I was so stubborn when I was a kid. I thought chocolate ice cream for sure is the best ice cream flavor ever. Nobody can fight it. But then Oreo came, and that just changed everything. And we got to realize that, I mean, that's a silly analogy, but this is true. If you have a belief, it doesn't mean that the belief won't change over time. You learn over time. When you're growing up, even when you're older, you're still growing up and you're learning new stuff. Opinions change. Now, this is why I don't like social media, because your opinion may change, but your posts don't. So this is why, for example, I don't have a Twitter, because how many stories have you heard today about celebrities getting in trouble for tweeting something? Like Kevin Cross tweeted something that, David Cross. Kevin Spacey. No. We'll go to Kevin Hart, actually. Kevin Hart tweeted that homophobic thing. Maybe at a time. What was it? 2009, 2010? LGBTQ was still up in the air, like, you know, legal and stuff. It was a very touchy subject back then, you know? And today it's evolved into something better, you know? And now it's more accepting today. But back then it was different, you know? And so that tweet was kind of general, you know? It was not pushy at all. At that time, it seemed like an appropriate tweet at that time. It's not appropriate today, but we're talking about, again, at that time. Very different. So, you know, you can change as a being, but your social media accounts will stay the same. It doesn't update your status on its own. All right. Once you post something, it's there and you can't take it off unless you delete it. But, like, you know, if you're going to post anything, just post pictures of yourself on vacation. Post yourself getting a new job. Post yourself getting a new car. Don't post some political, you know, bull crap, or, you know, oh, my opinion, blah, 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 because that's a dangerous turf. Politics is a very dangerous game to play on social media, because you're one against how many people that will counter against you, and then, you know, you'll say something that will spiral out of control, and then you can lose your job out of it, you know, because they'll find out. It happens to the best of people, happens to the worst of people. It happens. So people really need to be careful on social media. I have Facebook, I have Snapchat, but that's really all I use. I don't really use Instagram that much. I don't really care. And Twitter is one of the most dangerous platforms. I think people need to get off Twitter. Cause if you wanna kiss your career bye-bye, get a Twitter account. But if you wanna be safe instead of sorry, don't get a Twitter. It's that simple. Just don't get a Twitter. Twitter is evil. Twitter is dangerous. But I say that, and people find me crazy because, you know, you can find a lot of news on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. You can find what's trending, what's going on, you know, hashtag something Thursday, blah, blah, blah. whatever, man. I mean, what were people doing before Twitter? They were still living their life to the fullest. You know, maybe I was born in the wrong era. You know, I'm 22 years old, and I should be on my cell phone constantly just, you know, texting people away and just wasting time. But I guess it's just how I grew up, you know. My first phone was a flip phone from T-Mobile. What are kids' first phones today? An iPhone 6? An iPhone 8? Crazy, right? I didn't grow up with a touch screen. I grew up with a flip phone with nice, like, ringtones and, like, a game where I threw a snowball at to build a snowman or something. I don't remember the game. But I grew up in a different time. But these people that are my age, it's so well-equipped with technology right now, blah, blah, blah. It's a little sickening sometimes, you know? I mean, if you're good at programming or engineering, that's great. But I'm talking about, like, the social influencers that, oh, my God, I'm always on Instagram, Snapchat, you know, picture, 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 Twitter. Oh, my God, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like and subscribe, like. Can't stand it. I can't stand it. Those people are annoying. Look at Ricegum on YouTube. I can't stand that guy. It's just every video he's complaining about something. Oh my God, it's like totally weird. Like that happened. I would never do that to anybody. I can't stand it. Maybe I should make a YouTube channel and do that. And maybe I'll get a lot of people to, you know, subscribe to my channel because I'm just complaining like an idiot, you know? I can't stand it. Come on, society. Get with the program. Listen, I only have a short amount of time left. If you want to call in, maybe express an opinion. The number is 855-915-9636. This is the Entertainment Block with your host, Tal the Giant, T-A-L. That is right, T-A-L, right? So my name is actually a Jewish name. It means morning dew or wet grass, if that's how you want to interpret it. Yeah, I am Jewish, and that's probably why, you know, I'm complaining. No, I'm joking. That's not true. Who cares? But we need to have a society where we can all be friends, and that's impossible. Impossible. You could be the nicest guy in the world, and people will still judge you for it. They will hate you. They'll be like, "I'm jealous of this guy. I don't like him." You can have a classmate who's doing better than you, and they never talk to you. They never hurt your feelings. You know, they never called you mean names, and you can still hate them because they're doing better than you. There's no such thing as peace. Peace is unobtainable. When people say, "I want world peace," what do you think's going to happen? Like, you might as well just stay in your house, you know, and not talk to anybody, not socialize. There you go. You know how you get world peace? Extinction. That's how you get world peace. There's always going to be somebody who's going to have a problem with somebody else. Adam and Eve didn't get along, and they were the only two humans alive. You know, so don't think, you know, with 7 billion people in the world, we can all get along, all right? Not going to happen. We got to think realistically. We can't just think, you know, peace. There we go. It's so obtainable. We can't do that. Impossible. My mouth is dry. She's been talking for a while. It's great to talk, you know? This is why I love radio. If you love radio too, you should, and you like to talk, you know, just express your opinion, you should totally do radio as well. I mean, I'm so glad I found WMFO when I can, because I was, you know, commuting to Salem State from Boston. I live in Boston. It's a long commute for me. So commuting from Boston to Tufts, it's not the shortest commute, but it's faster than what I have to do to get to Salem. I'll tell you what. Oh, Jesus. It's crazy, man. I live in a crazy world. People are too sensitive today. Just too sensitive. You know, it's a great podcast you guys should listen to. You should listen to Bill Burr. He's a really funny comedian. Really funny comedian. And you need to listen to him because he talks about, and it's not just in his podcast. You can see his stand-up. He talks about all the people are so sensitive today. Like, they're a bunch of babies, you know, complaining. It's gotten to the point where you just want people to shut up. You know, when I was growing up as a kid, you know what you did not want to be? A tattletale. You didn't want to be a tattletale. You didn't want to be a snitch. You didn't want to go to the teacher and say, "Hey, Jimmy's hiding under the bleachers, you know, blah, blah, blah," and then get Jimmy in trouble. You didn't want to do that. You mind your own business. You didn't care. But if I had to, I mean, anything that's fit, like a fight or, you know, anything with violence, yes, get somebody. You know, you need to get an authority, get somebody. But, like, if somebody's smoking weed in the dorm room, who cares? All right? I'm not saying I do that, but I'm just saying there are some people that will complain about that, and it's kind of annoying. Like, you're in college. Weed is around you constantly, and I know the schools say, oh, you can't smoke weed. I don't go to Tufts, so I don't know if people smoke weed here. Don't take my word for it. But I'm just saying, like, that's crazy. And why do we have a smoke-free campus? Like, why do colleges have a smoke-free campus? Like, for cigarettes, I understand, but for marijuana, now that it's legal, I don't think that should... I don't think you should, you know, not be allowed to smoke a joint, you know, when you're going out. California, a lot of people do it. You know, they just vape, you know, they have their dab pens and they're just walking on the streets in San Francisco and just, you know, smoking away. Nobody cares. Nobody says anything. In Massachusetts, I don't know. I mean, and maybe New York as well, you know, just the New England area, the eastern border. It's just, why are we so, you know, uptight about it? I don't get it. Doesn't make sense. Jesus Christ. What kind of world do we live in today? It's crazy, man. Crazy. But, you know, I hope it just keeps, I hope we just keep going up instead of down. I know we have some problems today, you know, with politics and agendas and, you know, employment, whatever, you know, just a lot of problems today. But you know what? You always got to, you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on hoping. You got to help yourself. All right? Don't think that since this and that happened, I won't be able to do anything. That's not true. You make the best of out. You make the best of anything by what you do. So you guys need to just accomplish what you want to do. Nobody's holding you back, unless it's something illegal. Like, I don't know. I'm not gonna say anything. But don't hold back on, you know, what you want to accomplish in your life. I didn't hold back. I wanted to keep doing radio, and I found this, and now I'm a DJ hosting on Wednesdays 2 to 3, and it's great. It's absolutely amazing. See, I got what I wanted to do. But I also work for Amp Radio and Mix 104.1, so that's another dream job. See, I love radio. I'm very big into it, and I got a job there. You know, I kept applying, and I kept talking to the right people. Boom, got a job. I got another job at a restaurant, you know, just trying to pay the bills, trying to pay the car insurance, pay for gas, you know, pay for school. Boom. Got that job, making money. Life is good. And now I'm talking to this girl right now. Very nice girl. I don't know if she's listening because I didn't tell her to station. But very happy to be talking to a girl right now. It's been a while, you know. I mean, because when you're in college, you really need to focus on your work. And I've had a few relationships in college, but, you know, they're just come and go, come and go. But now that I'm graduating... And I now have, like, this possible relationship happening. It's a great time. Honestly, this has been a very great 2019 for me right now. And I hope it continues to be, knock on wood. I hope it continues to be a great 2019. Some people might not be having a great 2019. But, again, we're not everybody. I mean, you'll have your good days and you'll have your bad days, you know. I mean, it's just like, it's like an election, you know, whoever wins will have the greatest day of their life, and whoever loses, that's going to be the worst day of their life. You know, you can't all equally have a great same day. That's just facts, yo. Facts. So I am in an alternate schedule. I'm not going to be here every Wednesday. I'm going to be here every other Wednesday. But if you enjoyed the show, thank you. It's great. This was my first show, and I think they record the shows here, so I can't wait to listen back because I probably sound like a loser. I don't know. I'm joking. But, like, it's great to be on a new station with new people. And I love Tufts University. Tufts University is a great campus. I couldn't afford it, but, like, you don't really need to afford it. It's just a great campus, honestly. It's just a great campus. So I'm very, again, humbled to have this station, have this show. Thank you to all the people at WMFO. I don't know what show is coming in next. I don't know. But whoever's next, please enjoy their show. And again, I will be back maybe 2 weeks, and I might have a different time block. I am looking for a different time. But Who knows? Who knows what will happen? So enjoy, guys. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. Lastly, I just wanted to say this is the Entertainment Block signing off, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Have a good afternoon.